I almost started without hitting record,
That would have
actually.
been so funny.
I would have been so mad. Like, you don't even know. Okay, make sure we're not spiking.
Are we good? Are we good? Check, check,
It
check.
sucks because, like, it looks good here. Okay, talking.
Talking. Here I am. This is happening right now. Broadcast.
But then it's usually quieter on here. Okay. Might fumble around the first time because I forget what the where to intro.
It's all good.
So we shall see. Sarah.
To the broadcast.
Oh, hey, Vicky.
To the
Welcome to the broadcast.
Ooh.
If you can tell, happy 2018.
Oh, first episode. What's up?
I love
New
that
year.
intro.
Yeah,
By
I
the
do
way,
too.
the lovely Allie LaRoe from Feral Folk.
Sexy, sexy.
Feral Folks. Feral Folk. Sorry. Brain fart, it is a new year and I am still no more awake than I was last year.
Still dumb.
Just kidding. Little bit. I probably killed a few brain cells over the break, so.
Oh, yeah, me too. And my liver and my soul and my spirit and everything.
We both have stories, which I should probably get the phone number. Like I said, well-oiled machine. But how was your break, though, overall, Sarah?
My break overall was good. You know, it was pretty chill. I didn't, do a whole lot. I went to Leavenworth, which was amazing,
I'm so
gorgeous.
jealous.
There wasn't a whole lot of snow, but on the last day we woke up to it snowing, which was like
Yay!
one of those like picture perfect, like, ah, this is so
Took all your
great.
cute pictures.
Oh yeah, took a lot of pictures. We seriously ate and drank the entire time. Like we went to
The
almost like
entire Leavenworth or the entire break?
the entire Leavenworth, like all the different wineries there are. We
Did you eat a lot of cheese?
it was oh my gosh, so much food. And I feel like we had like two breakfasts and two lunch and two dinner. It was just,
That's perfect.
yeah, no. So I feel like I've gained like at least 30 pounds over the break. But yeah, it was really good. And the rest of it was
Did you go
chill.
to that cheese shop?
No, oh no, I didn't. I did last
Oh,
time
it
though.
was so nummy.
It's so dangerous
Oh, I buy
though.
myself like a little block of whatever. Like I sample a couple of them and I
Yeah.
take a little block and sometimes it doesn't make it home.
No, it would just probably go to the hotel room and then I would eat it
No, just on the
there.
ride home. Just I'm eating it as I'm
Yeah,
driving.
yeah. I got a few different kind of wines though, so
Ooh.
fancy, fancy. Yeah, how was
It was
yours?
good. Before I forget, by the way, hit us up on the Facebooks, the Broad Dash Cast at the Broadcast 999 on Instagram and Twitter. Email the Broadcast 999 at gmail.com, or you can call or text us at 253-778-6029.
Yeah.
I had a pretty, the first week was pretty slam packed for me.
Oh, that's not good on a break. You're
I know, I
crazy.
know. Well, I went, Thursday was our last day. And that's the last day I grabbed all my stuff, like the rest of my stuff at my house. And there was a few things I forgot behind, so I had to come, like I dropped off the key later and picked it up, but packed
You're a
up.
Lake Stevens lady
And
now.
again,
How does it feel? How do you feel being completely out of?
it's weird not living in Seattle, because then I sometimes think, oh, well, it's not that far. I'll just, drive over or I'll do this. I'm like, no, you have to really plan ahead. And
It's
if there's
pretty far.
traffic.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I drove by my old house. Like I went to Ballard to go visit my cousin. We had lunch together, dinner, I should say. And I drove by at like 5:30, and I'm like, cool, I could be done, but I still have an hour ride. And I was just like,
Oh.
no.
Yeah, that seems exhausting.
Yeah, but I know in the it'll be good in the outcome. Like I'm gonna have a house hopefully sometime next year.
Yeah. Do you miss any of the people that you left? Not yet. It's kind of too
No,
soon.
yeah, like I'm not like, oh my God, I miss it, because I never really hung out with them.
Yeah.
Because even though we lived together, like granted, before you know, his significant other came. Like, we never hung out because he was always Skyping with her.
Different
and
schedules.
Out. Yeah, all, yeah, like, randomly. And then the other one's an EMT and he works odd hours. So I'd only, like, see him in passing. Like, oh, hey, like, when I'd be eating dinner or hanging on the couch and they'd go make dinner. So I never really hung out with them.
Yeah, so it's not, like, a total difference.
Yeah. Like, right now, like, my folks are, like, around. Like, when we're all home, like, they're around. Like, because I think they're still really excited.
Is that weird?
Sometimes. Because sometimes I want to. Like, I love them and I try not to feel this way. But sometimes it's very obvious that I'm trying to do something.
And
I never realized I do appreciate alone time because I like spending time with people.
Yeah.
But I sat on the couch. I'm like, I'm enjoying your company. Like, I'm reading my comics. I have music playing.
Leave me alone.
I'm like, you can sit here. You can do your thing. If you want to, you guys want to talk, that's fine. But that's exactly when my dad decides to start talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I have three comic books next to me. I'm like, I'm trying to read through all of them. And I just kind of give him this look like, uh-huh.
Shut up.
Yeah, like, and I'm just like, okay. Like, it's just, there's something about my folks, and I'm sure I probably do it too, where it's like, hey, I'm trying to do something.
Yeah. No, I mean, I even have that. Like, I could not live with, like, because I live with my dad now, and I could not live with him if we just had, like, one living room area, yeah. I realized.
If you had a small house.
Yeah, because I have the entire downstairs to myself, which is, like, my room and my own little, like, living room TV area. I watched TV upstairs last night, and he was setting up for his game party he had today, and I seriously had to pause the TV, like, seven times, because mm-hmm. he'll randomly just start a conversation, or just, like, say something to me, or do something, and I'm just like, oh my, I want to kill you. Right? I just want to watch my show. Like, leave me alone. Right. So I totally get that.
I had one the other day. So I found this, like, BuzzFeed, like, hey, make your own dragon egg. And I ended up making this giant egg candle.
And it's going to take, like, your entire life for it to burn.
I almost don't want to burn it. It's so pretty. Because I wanted it to be black. Because in the video, it shows you spray paint, like, or spray painting it with, like, a flame retardant black spray paint.
Mm-hmm.
But the egg I got was so huge. Like, it was supposed to be maybe, like,
a half a foot?
An 8-inch, maybe.
Yeah.
Long, like, tall egg. Mine was probably about 1.5 to 2 feet long. Jeez. Tall. And so I used black crayons to get the color going, and then it wasn't enough wax, and I had to keep putting more wax and more wax, and I ran out of black crayons. So it kind of has this really cool, like, black faded to gray to white at the very top.
Ooh.
So it's really pretty. But then I went in to do the dragon scales. You just carve them out with, like, whatever you got. I used a mechanical pencil without the pencil part.
Yeah.
And I was just carving it, and I killed my finger. I felt like I burnt my finger.
Because it's huge.
Yeah. Like, just carving it.
Where'd you put that? In your parents' house?
Yeah, it's at my parents' house. I kind of want to put it next to my mom's Game of Thrones collection.
Oh, you should.
So it will eventually when I buy her the seventh one. But I'm sitting there carving it, and this is the exact moment my mom's looking through her tablet, and she decides to show me every picture she has on her tablet. Like, oh, here's at your cousin's wedding. Oh, here's with your other cousin. Oh, here's a picture of this. And I'm sitting here, like, trying to carve
but
this,
like,
detail.
Trying to, like, not,
and I'd, like,
be a jerk.
Yeah,
like,
so, like,
cool.
I'd look up. And I'm like, uh-huh. Nice. Cool. I'm like, talk to me. You can talk to me right now because I'm not reading.
Yeah.
But don't try to show me stuff when I'm trying to.
I'm busy.
And I mean, again, it's like, it's because they love me. They want to, you know, interact with me. So I don't. I try not to get angry at them. But
I wonder if that'll ever, like, die down, or if, like, I feel like this is probably the last time she's ever gonna live with us.
Yeah.
We need to, like, have all the moments together.
I'm hoping it'll die down. I think eventually it's like, okay, it's not special anymore.
I think they're always gonna think it, especially if it's, like, on a timeline.
Right. I mean, they don't really know the timeline. I told them, like, about, I want to wait about a year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it makes more sense. I mean, I don't like the idea of, like, oh, I'm living back with my parents. Cool. I failed. But like, that's what it feels like, you know? So it's like, I'm like, but I have a goal. I'm striving for it. And I'm in this time, I'm going to try to use it to get my parents healthier, organize their life too.
Totally.
Because I was talking to my brother last night about it. It's like, we got to get their cluster, their, you know, pack rats. They don't like to throw away anything.
I am too. Hoarders.
They have a lot of crap. And so I have to go through, I'm going to go through my mom's closets, like anything that has holes in them that weren't intentionally supposed to be there.
Gosh, like, it's like you're, like, planning for them to die soon. So you don't have to do this later.
I'm trying to get them to be better versions of themselves.
Yeah. I think my parents just did that with my grandma.
Really?
But they're planning on, like, if she dies soon.
Oh, well, that makes sense too. for different reasons.
Yeah. They don't want to have to, like, go through all her crap without her being here.
That is fair. But no, it's just the way my mom presents herself. Like, I think she's just kind of like, well, I have a job where it doesn't matter what I look like. So she really, really slums it. And then when she goes out or does anything, she's wearing these clothes that she wears to work out in public. And it's like, I know that you used to care about the way you look. And not saying that's the most important thing, but I know at some point there's a correlation on how you dress yourself and what you do to the rest of the world. And granted, we live in Seattle. It's a very casual kind of Northwest vibe, but it's like, Mom, you're wearing a shirt that has bleach stains and a hole in it. Like,
yeah, you don't want to like give up on yourself. You know?
And so that's what I'm going to do. It's like, okay, we're going to throw anything away. These are not going to be for work. We're going to like get rid of these.
Mm-hmm.
We can get these other shirts you got going. These will be for work. These will be your nice stuff. And even your nice clothes, like things that don't fit anymore. It's like, let's clear the closet because it's very claustrophobic in the house. So it's like, I feel like when you do clear out your closet, don't you get that like,
yeah. Which I really need to do, which I've been trying to do because ever since Christmas, like I usually get my gifts and then they just sit there forever because I like don't know what to exactly do with them, or I don't have room in my closet or room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been like trying to make room for them and put them away so it's not like February and I still have all my Christmas and birthday gifts.
Well, what did
you get? Oh, I got like, I got some new bras, some new panties. I got, I got a few shirts and cardigans, and my boyfriend got me workout pants and had me try them on and they don't fit, and then I was very self-conscious about my life. I had a little hissy fit. I was like, my butt's so big, so we have to return them. But like just stuff like that where I'm like, my drawers are overflowing and it's making it's like causing me like anxiety.
See, what I end up doing, I get like a bottle of cider and just drink, and then I take all my clothes out and I put them in piles, like stuff I, even if it's stuff like summer clothes that you're like, well, I'm not wearing these now, but it's causing, it's taking up too much space. Yeah. Like you can do some of those vacuum bags and put them away, or store them. Get it like a tub and put them in the either the closet or in the garage and store those for later. Because I have a whole thing of like summer clothes that I'm not wearing right now.
And you just take them out in the summer.
I feel like
I would never take them out. And we just like,
well, if you have a lot of long sleeves, you're gonna want to.
Yeah.
But it's something like, there's something comforting in that, at least for me. It's just like, okay, let me go through and then get rid of like, okay, I bought this shirt. It doesn't fit, but I've had this for 5 years. Like, okay,
because there's always like. But one day.
But even if I do fit into it, it's like, okay.
Will you like, wear it? Do you like, actually am I, it?
I'm going to buy something else. Probably buy something else. When, like, you know, just.
Yeah.
And that's my rule, too. If I buy, like, let's say I buy a black cardigan. It's like, oh, I already own a black cardigan. Got to donate that or get rid of the other one. It's like you switch them out.
Oh.
Like, if I have, like, four of the same thing. I had, like, four cardigans for a while. And I bought a new one. I was like, cool. They're all very similar.
Mm-hmm. It's like, one's a little longer, one's a little lighter.
Especially if it's something I don't wear that often.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't wear cardigans very often, so it's like, donate. And by donate, I usually give them to my cousin because she loves hand-me-downs and she has a bunch of sisters, and then all my cousins live over there too. So if it doesn't work for her, she either donates them or gives them to her cousins or her like family-in-law.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like a cool, like...
This is why I'm the hoarder. That's why my closets have a struggle problem.
Yeah, but I can't wait to have my house so I can put everything away. Because right now I feel like I don't want to throw things away because I feel like I have no space. Because I'm in a guest room, basically.
Yeah.
So I have most of the stuff's my parents. It's like, I have no space, but I don't want to get rid of it because...
Because soon in a year, hopefully you'll have like a lot of space.
Right.
Yeah.
I have dreams. I have so many dreams.
House dreams. 2019.
Actually, we'll talk about those later. Like, what... I want my qualifications for a house.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm wanting. Or, I mean, we can talk about them now. Well, I want to know did you get any other cool stuff for Christmas? Or what did you do for Christmas, too?
The one thing I asked for my boyfriend was poopery, and he gave me three different kinds. Thanks, boyfriend.
Isn't that amazing, by the way?
I haven't successfully used it yet because by the time, because you're supposed to spray it before.
Yeah.
And by the time I start, I had already forgotten. So
I feel like there should be a thing where you just leave it, like put both lids down and just leave it on
top. Leave it right there. So then like, you know,
you have to.
So we got me one for my house, and then we're going to have one for his house, and then one when we go on vacation. Cause that was like a big fear of mine when we went to Leavenworth together, because hotel rooms,
how
the
was
bathrooms
it?
Right there. It was good. I got comfortable at least expressing, and I feel like he kind of knows when I'm like, I gotta go. Like,
it's like if you hear the water running in the bathtub, I'm not taking a bath. I just don't want you to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So, and like we'd be at breakfast and I'm like, oh God, I don't feel good. And he's like, you gotta take a poop, don't you? And I'm like, stop! Don't say that! Oh! So, or we would be like, he was like, just go, just go. Or I'd be like, that's the first thing I do at a hotel. I like scope out where the bathroom is in the lobby. And I'm like, all right. Good to know. But it was like right next to the front desk. So that was even like anxious anxiety for me. So that was like my one thing I wanted for Christmas was poopery.
Did you get like a big bottle of it for travel or did you get one of those little hand?
I have like I think they're kind of like medium size.
Yeah, they're the regular bottles.
The regular ones. Yeah, I have three of those.
Because they have ones that look like little breath spray thingies, like little tubies.
Oh, that's
smart. And they have
those
for travel so you can put them in your purse.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Like if you're like a one stall, like at a restaurant or something. Oh, God, that's brilliant. Dude, so I'm really excited to embark in that. And that's like really all I wanted. But he also got me what are they called? When you beer, a growler.
Uh-huh.
But he got me a wine growler.
That's cool.
I know. I didn't even know those existed. And it kind of looks like a water bottle that's like insulated. So I was like, this is perfect.
Those are legit.
For my like everyday life of like just going to the park and quote unquote sipping on water.
But no, water. It's water. It's totally fresh fruit water.
Yeah. A little bitter, but it's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
What did you do on Christmas?
My mom and I have not been getting along for almost 2 years. So we didn't have Christmas last year together. And we weren't going to have Christmas this year together. And so I was just going to spend it with my boyfriend and kind of eat Chinese food and drink.
Is this family here?
Yes. Okay. So we spent Christmas Eve with them and then Christmas Day.
Because he's Hispanic, yeah?
Yeah, he's Hispanic and white. Yeah.
Because in Mexico, we celebrate, we have our dinner Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's exactly what it was. Yeah, that was like their celebration. And then I thought it was weird because I'm so used to doing everything really on Christmas Day. So I was like, we have no plans Christmas Day. Like,
Christmas Day,
what do we do?
Like in Mexico, we didn't do this because my parents didn't want us up all night. We would have our dinner on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, like midnight is your jam, right?
Midnight, when the clock strikes 12, you open all your presents. But my parents would make us go to sleep and we'd wake up early and we'd open them the next morning. But then all Christmas Day is just to be lazy and eat leftovers. Like we don't typically go and have plans. And we might have people come over like just to say hi. But it's a day for our whole family to just stay in our pajamas. We'll watch movies at the house.
Yeah, it was just we were actually going to plan on seeing Star Wars and... You know, because that's what the movie theater is like the only place that's open. But then my brother, my dad, and my mom were all having Christmas together and they were texting me and sending me videos. And my boyfriend had explained and expressed drunkenly how he like wished he met my mom. And so I just, you know, got my big girl panties on and was like, okay, let's surprise the family on Christmas. And you can come meet my mom and we can have kind of like a family Christmas together. So we did, because I'm the bigger person, and I'm the best daughter ever.
You're sounding very excited about this, by the way.
I was super torn with it, but we went. It was fine. They had homemade pizza, and we ate, like, all their pizza. And, I mean, it was good. They met each other, and I opened my gifts, and I know my parents were super, like, super thankful. And I don't know. They're starting to seem kind of like old people to me. Like,
what do you mean?
I can see them, like, aging. So it's really weird. You know? Like, my dad looks old now. Old, like an old guy, kind of. I feel like it happened within the year. And so I'm like, oh, my God, they're so precious and old. And like, I feel like I'm getting older and like I'm in that age where I like have a life and like everyone's right. Having kids now. And like then they're going to be grandkids. Oh, my God, they're going to be grandparents. It's like they're old. Like, so I'm like, OK, just like family Christmas together. Like, let's just do it.
And that's why part of the reason, like, whenever they do start getting on my nerves, I'm like, okay, they're just excited that I'm here or whatever reason. Like, you just got to appreciate them. Even if they're driving you nuts, you just got to remember to appreciate every moment you have with them. And it's weird because, like, I don't really see my parents as old.
Like, I, like, never saw mine as old, too. But, like, I hadn't seen my mom in a while and we got lunch and she just, like, seemed shorter. I'm like, shrinking.
They do get shorter.
You're shrinking. That means you're getting old. Like, it just...
Didn't your dad shrink too? I think he was like 5'10 or something. Now he's like 5'9.
He's shrinking too. And he has like a huge arched back and is just arching over more. And like my mom is like, I feel like, I don't know if everything's just getting saggier, if she's getting littler, but it's like weird.
She lost a lot of weight though.
She did.
I saw the picture of your mom. She's gotten real skinny and that kind of, I think.
But it's also kind of scary when they're getting old because it's like, where are you going?
Right. I think BJ brought up a point once. It's like people who lose weight will look older because like when you're a little chubbier, you got all that, you know,
it like fills you out.
It fills you out and it pulls your skin in the wrinkles.
Yeah. Because when you get older, you get like, it kind of droops more.
Yeah.
And like you see all the lines. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of what happened like to my mom. I mean, like she looks great. Don't get me wrong. Like she looks gorgeous, especially for how old she is. But it's just like, wow, you guys are like getting close to 60, which I've always thought 60 was like, okay, you're getting old.
Right. Like, well, it feels like, oh, that's parents' age for some parents, but then, or grandparents' age. But my grandparents are in their 70s. Like, that's only 10 years away from being in their 70s. That's so weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was good. I'm glad I did it.
Good. I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad you guys still had a good time. Enjoy pizza.
Yeah. Oh, their pizza was bomb. I know my brother sent me a picture and was like, we've left it for pizza if you want to come. And I'm like, George, if we get there, that's my boyfriend's name. If we get there and they don't have any pizza, I'm going to be mad. But they had so much pizza left.
Okay, good. So you ate your fill.
Oh, too much. Too much.
No, our Christmas was pretty chill. Because like, I spent a majority of the time running around. Like, I went to Tacoma, helped my friend with her event over at Espionage.
On Cosmetics. Christmas?
No, before Christmas. Like, I'm talking about Christmas break.
Oh, yeah.
So moved out, went to Tacoma. Hung out with her for like a day. Like, she doesn't sleep a whole lot, so on Sundays she just kind of drifted in and out of sleep. We're both just chilling on the couch watching movies. The whole day. Like, we went late that night and bought a bunch of snacks from the store. Like, anything we wanted. We're like, let's get this, let's get that, oop, this, that. And hung out with her all day Sunday, went and stayed with my cousin for her birthday, and then the next day hung out with her. And then on Tuesday morning I drove down to Portland and I stayed with my buddy AJ, and we went to go see Evanescence.
Oh, yeah.
So because I no longer work at the restaurant and I'm not drinking after every shift, because that's what you do. It's like, well, let's hang out. I want to hang out with the bartender. I might as well have a drink.
Vicky became a lightweight again.
Oh, my God. Dude. Like, I mean, I didn't really have a hangover because I remember when I realized I was too drunk. I just started chugging water like crazy.
Did you pregame before the concert?
Yeah. So I didn't really want to spend money at the concert because I didn't know. Like, I know in Seattle, when you go to like some of these venues, the prices for drinks are like $15.
Yeah.
So I bought a bottle of booze, which was like $27 because there's no tax. It was just $25, I think, because I bought other stuff too there. It's like $25 for a bottle, man. I was like, of Jameson.
Dude.
Like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
For like $30. So I poured myself a bunch of that. In a container, and I brought it with me so I could drink before we got in. Chugged it. Because I think I had like a coffee container I poured it in and just threw it away.
Was this like outside in the parking lot?
Well, we found a parking slot a couple blocks away.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was a parking garage.
Well, I was just like wondering.
I'm just drinking out of this coffee cup.
Yeah.
Chug it, and I ended up being very drunk.
Good. Well, I mean, like, good. Like, could you at least enjoy the show still?
The show was amazing.
Oh, okay.
Like,
good.
I enjoyed it probably that much more because, like, when it started, because it was the symphony does their thing. Like, the composer, she did her thing, and she played a bunch of, like, I think Evanescence songs, but a bunch of other songs too, like just orchestra. Mm-hmm. And it was just super beautiful. I couldn't tell you any of the songs off the top of my head anymore. And I wanted to film, but I really hate those people that do film the entire time.
Oh, my, so annoying.
I got stuck in front of one of those and he had like a big old screen. And part of me wanted to just kind of like boop it down.
Yeah, dude, be in the moment.
And he wasn't even filming correctly. You film like sideways. You don't film like long ways.
Yeah.
You idiot. But like, and the people behind me were totally like bitching about him when he left, because he left like at
20. Well, and it's like, I get it if you do like maybe your like favorite song or like one song or like
it, but doesn't the whole sound good show, though.
And like, who actually looks back
and watches those videos?
Yeah,
you have the quality is never good because we're pretty close up. Like, I have to give Ryan Castle props because he hooked it up with tickets.
Nice.
So we were pretty close. It's like not going to be the greatest quality. Like, I just wanted a couple pictures just to have.
To be able to post, yeah. And remember that you went.
Right. Because it was a little drunk. But I felt bad for my buddy because he's not very touchy-feely and he has this big beard. And I kept like in my drunken state trying to grab his beard.
Was he like, God damn it, Vicky?
He's like, God damn it. He like slapped my hand away. I'm like, what?
Was he drunk too?
No. Oh. He was buzzed. He was buzzed for part of it. But then I'd go back. And it was like, I wouldn't do that if I wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
Because I felt like a total jerk after the fact. Because he'd tell me no, slap my hand away, and then I'd go back.
You'd want some more beard.
I just wanted to play with the beard. Like, and that's my go-to, is to touch, like, my friends.
Did you try to play with anything else?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a weird friendship. Because, like, I've been friends with him for many years. And, like, I've always thought he was attractive, but he had a thing with a friend back in the day, like back in high school. And she really wants me to do stuff with him.
She doesn't care.
She's encouraging it.
Well, why doesn't he want to? Why don't you want to?
I asked him years ago, and this is probably fresh after my, like, because it's like a weird incestuous group of friends.
Yeah.
Because, like, she had a mild thing with him, but she dated one of the other guys in the group, like, back in high school. Like,
this many ask about other brothers and sisters.
And then I dated one of our good friends, and then I hooked up with one of our other good friends in that group. Like,
sounds like a bunch of sluts.
A little bit. And so he's very, it's funny, because I wanted to bring up going to Acropolis, but I didn't want to make him uncomfortable, because he's the kind of person, he said, he doesn't believe in, like, seeing multiple people at once.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, like, in the sense of, like, bang buddies and stuff, he's like, if I'm having sex with one person, I'm having sex with one person. I'm not, like, even if I'm not dating
random hookups.
No,
either.
Like, I mean, I don't know how he feels about the random hookups, but he doesn't like to be hooking up with,
yeah,
like, a bunch at once.
Okay.
Which is understandable. Everyone to each their own. So I just wasn't sure what his level of prudeness was.
Did you offer to go to, or ask it to go to Acropolis? Not offer.
No. Well, like, he said it after, like, right when we were about to get back to the house. And I'm like, what? You're cool with Acropolis? Damn it. So next time I go down, we're going to the Acropolis.
Hell yeah. So you would hook up with him if he tried to make a move.
Yeah. And so there was, like, my friend's like, did you make a move? I'm like, no, because watch this. I make it awkward. He has to sit me down and be like, I don't feel about you. That's weird. Do you not want to have sex with you?
And then the friendship is dead.
And it's just like, because out of the group of friends, I wasn't the closest with him. He was not my closest friends. Like, he was closer to some of the other guys. I was closer to the other guys.
Yeah.
So he was just in that group of friends. We've never had, like, let's talk about life. Let's...
Oh.
Or anything like that.
So if the friendship was lost, it'd be okay.
I'd rather not. Like, I mean, I've already lost a lot of people in that friend group, so it's like, that's a very small group. I
feel like your drunk stage, though, you totally could have got away with it. You were already playing with his beard. You could have just, like, done a move. And then the next morning, been like, dude, sorry, I was so drunk.
But if he would have let me play with his beard, then I maybe would have taken that as a sign of, okay.
Yeah.
But he wasn't letting me play with his beard. So I'm like, okay, that probably tells me he doesn't want me to touch him. And I have to respect that.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless he's just really not a beard toucher.
That too, maybe.
Some people can be very persnickety about those beards.
Yeah. So I made him drive. I was like, I cannot drive.
Good.
So I'm like, you're my kid. It was my car. Yeah. I'm like, because his car's, his lights were out or something. I'm like, you can drive us back.
And he was cool with it.
Yeah. But when I'm sitting there watching Amy Lee, like the first, like, 3-4 songs, like, I am just crying.
Aww.
Like, tears streaming.
Because, like, this was like your dream.
Yeah. I've never seen her before. And I was just, it wasn't like one of those sobbing cries, like, oh my gosh, she's so perfect. It was just me kind of like mouthing the words, because no way in hell am I going to try to ruin it for anybody else and try to sing along with her. That's for when I'm by myself in the car.
Yeah, right.
Which I did on the way down. But just mouthing the words and just like tears just streaming down. Like, I could not stop them. They just kept coming. And I was just like, frickin' A, this is amazing.
Good.
So I had such a good time. And I, like, told him the next day, I'm like, thank you for, you know, letting me
stay here.
And for letting me be crazy.
I'm so glad she, like, was up to your standards and everything.
She
that, like,
sounded so great.
Good.
So.
She has a killer voice.
Yeah. Like, because you're worried that some of these people in, like, these albums, they're not going to sound great in concert. And it was just perfect. And she had this great big, like, not princess, but, like, cool goth princess green gown. Dark green gown. It was just so cool. And then she'd hop on the piano and sing while on the piano, or do like this big cool solo on the piano and then come back and sing. And
damn,
it was so freaking cool. So I'm so glad I went.
Good.
It was just what I needed. Came back and didn't really do much the next couple days. I'm like, I'm not driving anymore.
Yeah, because that's a long drive for like one night.
And then Tacoma, Auburn, you know, basically was my core. Then I had to drive back to Tacoma and back and back. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I was like, nope, I'm done.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, and Christmas was really chill. Had our dinner on the 24th and just hung out with the folks. And the next morning, my parents, I'm usually the first one awake. I'm like, hey, I'm making coffee. I'm making food. All right, let's open your presents. Because I'm not excited to open mine. I'm excited for them to open theirs.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
I'm yeah.
Like, look what I got you. I'm so excited to see your face. Like, yeah. I love doing that kind of stuff.
George is like that. He, like, the 2 mornings before Christmas, he kept being like, I just want to give you them. I just want to give you them. I'm like, no. And then Christmas Eve, he especially was like, can I just give you yours, please, please? And I'm like, no, we got to freaking wait till Christmas, dude.
Right?
Calm yourself.
But I'm like, when it's morning, when I was younger, my parents would be like, no, we have to eat breakfast first. I'm like, screw that.
Lame. And just like watch all the presents under the tree. Like,
right. Because it used to be like, what did I get?
Mm-hmm.
And like the one thing I really wanted, I actually got. And I had sent the picture to my brother, and it was a pair of the Deer Form slippers.
Pair
like,
of the what?
Deer Form. It's a brand.
Oh.
They're like really cushy.
Oh. But they have like
they're like slip, like not the slip-ons. They don't have like a back to them. They look like slippers. And they have like fuzzies on them. But
are they
so
slippers
comfy.
Or can you wear them out?
I could probably wear them out. They have a hard bottom.
Oh, okay.
But I just love them because my parents have all hardwood floors. So it gets kind of cold or when you're in the kitchen.
Is it memory foam?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love these slippers. So I got those. And then I got, we talked about it on air. And I actually brought it in today. It's a drop mix. I didn't even know what the hell it was. Like, I opened it and I'm like, is this just a box? It's really colorful.
It's my really
mom's
pretty.
Like, she like opened it. She explained it to me because she saw an ad. Because my mom, bless her heart, she plays Candy Crush.
Oh, yeah.
And it came up as an ad. And she thought it was really cool. And so they go to the store, apparently. And she was trying to explain it to him, and she found it. Like, because my dad's like, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. So they like went to the store, and they figured it out and got it.
That's adorable.
She's like, I thought you'd like it because it's like a game and
it's music.
You can play with your friends. And it was a lot of fun. She's like super excited. So like, I always bring it. Like, I've brought it to multiple people's houses now.
Have you played it with her?
No, not like you can play just playing music and you could save your music clips.
Mm-hmm.
But you can play against people. So I haven't really figured out how to do that. So I want to get a group of like four people because you can do 1-on-1 or 2-on-2.
Oh, that'd be cool. The 2-on-2.
So I've been meaning to do that. Like, we tried to play it a little bit on New Year's, but we were too busy getting ready.
And getting drunk.
Yeah. We stayed at like the grossest Airbnb.
Ew.
It just looked like somebody, it was a really old building in the U District, and it looks like somebody just went to Goodwill and furnished it with Goodwill.
Did it look like a motel? And you just walk in, you're like, I don't know.
No, it was like old building. So like things were crumbly and smelling moist. And
oh!
Yeah. It's just like, no.
How much was it? Well, it's New Year's Eve. So.
Yeah, it was like there was five of us staying there, so we each paid $40. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
$200.
Is it?
Almost $200.
Wow.
I don't know. I just know that everyone gave me $40. Because I paid for it. And yeah,
you were like drunk enough to where like you're like whatever.
But it sucked because before we got drunk, we didn't like we had to be in it. So next.
Oh, you guys were pre-gaming in it.
Yeah. So we decided next year if we go out that we're going to get a suite instead.
Like a hotel. Yeah. I got a hotel room last year. Yeah. It was expensive, but like at least it wasn't grimy.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing too. Like I made a big point. Like I do not want to pay an Uber to take us to Lake Stevens because where my friends live. And then my other friend didn't want to stay with her other friends who live in like Shoreline area.
Yeah.
It's just like fine.
There was no like good. So I guess that was a good compromise.
Yeah, but then we got there and we're all like, I'm like, sorry.
You're like, yeah.
Because like the picture,
fault.
I mean, it didn't look fancy or anything, but it didn't look that gross.
Yeah. Moist,
but like. Ugh.
But it was fun otherwise.
Yeah. Like we went to Fado. It was really chill. Like the night went by so fast.
Oh, really?
Like I was like 1 minute because we got there at like 8:30-ish.
And then you're like, oh, my gosh. Because
we want to make sure we got a table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. It went by really fast, though, because you guys were there for, like, 4 hours.
Right. So I'm going in there like, oh, my God, it's 11:20. I'm like, what? I thought it was, like, 9:30.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, it's midnight.
And then midnight. But I felt so old on New Year's.
Really?
I go to the bathroom to pee because you're drinking. And all these girls that are, like, 21, like, oh, my God, I can't even. And it's like, oh, my God, girl. But they're all freaking Amazonian women. They're all super tall girls on top of wearing heels.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there just staring at all of them, like, with my head up, like, hey.
Hi, I'm a little old lady here.
I'm like, I'm
past my bedtime.
You know, how are we doing? And you try to, like, hey, how's it going, young folks? And they just look at you like you're weird. And it's like, cool.
Catch you later.
Because usually, like, the best time to like meet girls is drunk in the bathroom because every girl loves on each other, and I'm just like, you guys don't care.
And you never see each other again.
But those are the best friendships.
They last for like 20 minutes, maybe.
But they're so loving and real, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was just recovering from the stomach flu on New Year's Eve, so I really felt like an old lady.
Where'd you go?
Nowhere. I felt like absolute crap, and then I had to work, and so I worked, and then I didn't leave till about 10, and I really wanted to do something, but I didn't want to drive all the way to this party that I was invited to. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go out and stand in lines, and I was like, let's just get some champagne and go home. Like,
see, that's honestly,
and just watch it on TV.
If I'm being perfectly honest, that's honestly what I wanted to do. I wanted to get together with some friends, like we can dress up fancy in somebody's house.
Yeah, like a little house. Those are the best, like, New Year's Eve parties.
But like not even like a big one, like 10 of your closest friends. Like, because I think there was like 8 of us total that night.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a good group.
Like 8 to 10, like you can
still play fun drinking games.
Yeah.
And
that's, but my friend, she just bought a house and I know everyone right now because it's a big house. She's going through everyone's inviting themselves or making plans at their house. Like, oh, we should have the holidays at your house someday. But she's still kind of remodeling some stuff.
Yeah.
But I know that's what her house is going to be.
Like, turn up. I hope that's my house.
But like, I didn't want to invite myself and stuff. I'm like, can we just, she had bought this really pretty dress. She's like, I want to go out. So, I mean, we've turned up better. Like, we've had better New Year's together, her and I. But
sometimes it's not worth the hassle.
Yeah. I think next year, if we don't do a suite, I totally
hopefully her house will be done.
And hopefully she'll be okay with that. I'm like, can it just be like 10 or 15 of us, you know, keep it clean, like play some drinking games, got a garage, or maybe I'll have a house by then. I'm like, if we have to do it at my parents' house, we can do it at my parents' house. That's totally
fine. Dude, your parents would love that. So many margaritas would be made.
Yeah, there would be. Although they're the kind of people that they go to sleep before midnight. They don't.
Oh.
They're not really. But I mean, I'm sure they would stay up just for the New Year's. Or unless my mom wanted to be like, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with my sister. See ya.
Yeah, bye. I don't want to be a part of this.
Do you want to talk about an awesome Uber driver? Or do you want to talk about dream houses?
Let's go with the Uber driver.
All right. So there is this lady Uber driver who helped a passenger get back a lying, heartless dude.
Okay. How?
So she, this is all via Twitter, by the way. It's her name is at Victo_Willie.
Victo Willie.
Yeah. Her username is La Loba, which means the wolf, the female wolf. But she's a Uber driver in Florida. And it kind of all starts off with she tweets out saying, I was driving for Uber today and this girl gets in the car. I ask her how her day's been and she breaks down.
Aww.
She tells me that she flew alone from Texas to see a guy and he abandoned her.
What a
D. He's like, so I did what I would want someone to do for me. I invited her to hang out with my friends and I.
Aww.
And then the story goes on. Like y'all don't understand, this girl was near her breaking point. She thought she could only trust this. She could trust this guy. She had been alone at her hotel since Thursday. My friends and I are about to show her a bomb time so that her trip isn't completely pointless. She's update. My friends and I offered to jump the guy for her, but she politely declined and said that karma will get him. Like, sis, karma might get him, but my hands are faster. She posts a picture of Mariah Carey holding two guns, just like looking all fab.
I would not want to screw with this lady.
Right. She says she just told us when he came to her hotel, he asked her where he could park his car so no one would see it. He claimed since he plays for FSU, Florida State University, his coach would be mad if he knew he was there. Like, I'm pissed. He's clearly hiding something. Uh-huh. What do you think? Update.
I think he has another chick on the side.
Something.
Or a girlfriend,
or
actually.
Wife or whatever. Yeah. Says, update. Her name is Leah. She is super, super sweet and charming and about to show her a good time. Taking her to pregame and already got her listening to Florida music like Iceberg and Major 9. Changing her life and getting her lit. And there's a cute picture of them looking cute as hell.
They're so cute.
Leah's the blonde one, by the way.
Is that the one that
got dumped? Or dumped? Yeah.
Oh, she's hot.
They both are. It's like, damn. Update. She stage dived. I have no words. This has become a responsibility greater than I could ever have imagined. She's heartbroken. Her emotions are everywhere and the alcohol has enhanced that. I don't regret it. At least she's having fun. Update. His name is Aaron. I'm not going to say his last name so you can find the story. She's standing outside the club. I try to tell her not to call based on every excuse he's used to avoid her. He either has a girlfriend or he's a sociopath. He literally told her, I gotta leave because I need to put lotion on my face. What in the lies? Like, that's what he's like. I gotta leave. I gotta put lotion on my face.
What?
Yeah.
What a wacko.
Update. He tried his lies on me, but I hit him with receipts talking about how he can't be around her because he's a student athlete. I said, how does that matter when you didn't even get in the game this season? Mm-hmm. Like, please give a better excuse. And apparently she's phone calling and has like the conversation. Like, there's a video with it. I'm not playing his conversation. It says, update. I told him to watch his back because I was going to tell my Twitter family his Twitter name. Anyone know this prick? Yeah, sorry. I was like, wait, can I say that? Yes. He claims to be a student athlete for Florida State. So good that he thinks he can treat girls however he wants without it backfiring. And she put his
Twitter
on blast.
Ooh.
Update. She's safely back at her hotel. I have to take all my other friends home, but I promise to check on her in the morning and drive her to the airport to catch her flight.
Aww.
The night was wild, but it was worth it. Glad to have met my new friend, Leah. And she's like all curled up in the hotel bed. With a towel around her head, she showered.
You know, I hope, like, Leah was cool with all of this and all of this being on Twitter, because...
Well, I mean, sucks if she didn't.
Yeah, because now it's like a story.
And then she posted, she's on her way back home, Texas, take care of her.
Aww. Oh,
that's like...
Did the guy ever get, like, called out?
I don't really know. I don't know if that ever happened. I'm just seeing what this article is saying, and I'm sure he probably got harassed to the point where he deleted his Twitter.
Probably. That was really nice of the Uber driver, because that would suck. Except what kind of girl flies all the way to a different state unless... No.
I mean, unless you'd previously met the guy, like, did she meet him online?
I know. Like, it kind of seems like that.
Like, unless you knew the person beforehand and they moved, and I don't know.
No, have the guy fly to you and get a hotel. You don't do all that work. Like, right. Even if he pays, no, you but come here.
Like, I mean, Texas, I guess. Like, if you've never been to Florida, Florida might seem kind of like a cool destination. Like, because there's this...
Like, even if you're alone. But that's so... Like, that's so ballsy.
Right. Like, well, that's... I had... It wasn't you. It was my friend was telling me. He's like, you realize that a plane ticket to the East Coast isn't that expensive. Because there's this guy that you know who I'm like, oh, my God, I want to do bad things to you.
Yeah, you do.
He's so pretty. And he's so fun. Like, he's so funny. But we have never really had a conversation where it was like a friendship conversation, like where it was but two-sided, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like, oh, I'm having career troubles or whatever. What do you suggest I do? How do you use my resume look? Or we'll talk nerdy to each other. And that's about the extent of it.
Yeah.
Like, he's never been like, how have you been? How is your life? So, I mean, the fact that he has never done that, that's part of the reason why I would not invest in going all the way over there.
It sounds like, though, I mean, that could just totally be like a hookup trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, really the only reason why you'd go over there is to hook up.
Right. But like, I hate the thing that guys think they're like, hey, I'm willing to make the effort here. It's going to cost me a couple. Like, if I can make it work it to my advantage, like, oh, I'm going to fly out over there. Maybe I can fly out and see other people, too. So you just happen to be one stop.
No, it'd only be for you.
They'll think, oh, she's obsessed with me. She's willing to pay to fly out to see me. Like, she's totally obsessed with me.
But like no. If you did go, you would only go because of him. Like, you wouldn't go if he wasn't there, you know what I mean? Like,
because where he lives, I'm like, why the hell would I want to go there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like anywhere like Disneyland or
anywhere.
Like, if he lived in like Vegas, okay, let's go to Vegas. Let's go to California, San Diego.
But I feel like it's different because you've met him.
I've met him once in person because we live far away.
Yeah. Well, it's like my friend used to live up here and was visiting up here and met a guy on Tinder, and they ended up couldn't meet the last night she was in town, so flew back to California. And he was like, no, I really, really want to meet you, and paid for a flight and I think a hotel for a few nights for her to fly back up here, which was dope because she's from here. So her whole life is pretty much here.
Right.
So her friends are here, this, that, and the other. But I'm like, that is the most expensive booty call. Like, and he obviously wanted sex all the time, the 3 days that she was here.
And which, did they?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, this is so much. They came to my restaurant and I like served them, and like he really wanted like me to be a part of them. They were like, no, I know she's not drinking right now, but let's like take her back to the hotel room. And I was like, this is too much. I got to go.
It's like, all right.
But I was like, that's expensive. Like, for this chick to fly out, or he fly her out and then not even hang out with her. Like, that's a lot. Like, some bitches are stupid.
Yeah.
I feel like she was probably stupid.
I have a feeling she paid for it.
Oh, yeah. And then it was like, I mean, it's very nice of the Uber driver, but girl, check yourself.
Yeah.
Have you heard of catfish? May have not catfished you, but obviously didn't really want to see you or was dating someone else.
I wouldn't do that. I know for sure. Unless kind of the same thing. It's like you have everybody here. So if something goes bad, like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my friends now.
Yeah, exactly. If not, you're stuck in a hotel room by yourself.
But moving on from that, we did talk about earlier about like our dream houses.
Yeah.
So, and I'll have you think about it too, because I know you're not currently looking for like a house to buy or anything like that.
I'm not even looking to move out, girl.
Right.
I'm on this slow motion train of I like the location where I live, and I like that whole free rent thing, you know?
Right. So I'm debating like what I want, where do I want to live? Because right now, like, everything is so expensive here in Washington.
Stupid. It's so stupid. It's so crazy.
Because I want to live up in Everett, I thought would be a nice kind of middle ground. Because if I can find a place that's not too far from the freeway, it's not a far drive in the morning. I'm close to my family. I'm close to a lot of my friends. Because my friends, a lot of them live in Marysville. Like, one of them, my friend Mary and Sean, they just had another baby girl on New Year's. So it's like, I want to be near them so I can, like, kind of spend time with them,
mm-hmm.
Spend time with the kids.
That's like a solid like 40 minutes away, isn't it?
Yeah, about 40 minutes, not counting traffic. Like, I had to drive in traffic the other day. It was like an hour and 15. I was like, are you kidding me? Because there's no way around getting in traffic.
Yeah.
which I just end up calling. Like, I always end up, like, looking for somebody. I'm like, can I call somebody? This will make the trip guy go by so much faster. So I call my brother, and so we ended up just being stupid.
Yeah.
We have stupid conversations. But I've been looking at houses in Everett, and I found a couple. They're kind of small. I found some in Marysville. I don't want to live in Marysville.
That's even farther, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's like a house I saw that I really liked. But I've been writing down the list of, like, quote unquote requirements that I want.
Oh, like a checklist.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it needs to be at least 3 bedrooms.
Wow.
Because I want an office.
Okay.
I want my bedroom.
Yeah.
And then I have another room for, like, a roommate.
So I would. Probably, oh, you want a roommate?
Yeah, because I want them to pay for my mortgage. Because if I don't tell them how much my mortgage is, I could say, let's say my mortgage is $1,000. So the rent here is $1,000. I just have them pay for it, basically, and I just pay everything else, like basically,
like utilities.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, we'd still split that, but you can just say however much it costs.
Because the mortgage is the thing you pay every month.
Yes. It's basically your rent, except it's not rent money. It's mine. I'm not paying someone else. I'm not paying someone to live there. I am paying to own this house, or I'm paying the loan.
So that's your rent for owning it.
Yeah. I'm paying the loan off, I guess you can say. So if I can have some, and that's why some people, like, if they have multiple properties, they'll rent one out. And that's basically covering the cost of,
you having it. Got it. Okay.
Or, like, basically just say, hey, you can borrow my car, but you pay my car payment every month, but you can borrow it sometimes.
Yeah, I never really understood that, but I get it. Because you own it, so you've already paid for it, but this is just
basically the loan. Because you don't have the, whatever, couple $1,000s to give up front. You go apply for loans, and they check your credit.
So will you eventually never pay for a mortgage?
I mean, you could once you finish paying it off.
The entire thing.
But that usually takes like 20 or 30 years.
Okay. So there are some people who own a house and don't pay anything.
No, but I think they might have to pay other stuff, depending on where they live, like homeowner's fees. Like, if they live in a community that...
And still utilities and stuff.
Yeah, utilities is just because you're using utilities every month. You pay that to the city. But like, let's say my mortgage was $1,500 a month, right?
Yeah.
I could say, hey, if you want to rent this room, it's $1,000 a month. So I pay $500 in quote unquote rent. Like, what would I'd be paying my share?
So you don't want 3 bedrooms, but you want two roommates?
No.
No.
I want an office.
That is so weird.
Yeah, it's not like a whole big third bedroom. Like, I'd want like a little room.
What would you do in an office?
I would put it up my office.
I didn't know people have offices anymore.
Well, like, mostly it'd be like my craft room.
Oh, okay.
So I put all of my, like, my craft supplies, because I do a lot of art projects and sewing. And, like, I mean, I don't sew very much, but I have my sewing supplies.
God, you're like an old lady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What's happening to you?
I've always been an old lady. I've just never had the space to really do all this. Like, you've seen my paintings, my crayon art and stuff. Like, I want a place to put my heat gun and have, like, all my stuff, like, just kind of spread out so it's not just all piled up in a closet.
Yeah. And so for your roommate, can it be just a rando? You don't care?
Well, I'd like to know them, but I joke with my brother that if he moves back up here and he doesn't want to live with my parents, he can just rent a room for me. He's like, I've lived with you for 21 years.
No.
I'm good.
I've had too much of you, Vicky.
It's like, I'm not too bad, dude. Calm down.
Calm down. Okay, what else is on your checklist?
I want a basement. Because there's a lot of houses up in Everett that have, like, the basement. And some of them are unfinished, but I could definitely finish it. Because a lot of these things, I'm looking at these houses that are older and crappier looking, like, I can fix that. I know how to fix that.
So it's like you walk in and it's one floor and then you go downstairs and it's a legit basement.
Yeah. And sometimes those houses in Everett, like, they have, like, the washer and dryer down there. Mm-hmm. But then it's unfinished and it looks kind of crappy. But I would totally remodel it. Like, you know, put... you know, insulation and put walls up and paint it.
What would be down there?
If it's a big enough basement, I want half of it to be kind of game room like.
Dope. That'd be cool.
Maybe like, I don't know if I necessarily need a TV, but I think cool having a game room, put all the board games down there.
Yeah. You would have to have a TV.
If I'd put the TV up, like do like the Wii and stuff, have that kind of off to the side. But my parents have a Bowflex that's just sitting in the garage that they don't really use. So that'd be cool to like take it because they're not using it.
Yeah.
Put the Bowflex in there so I could work out, make it my workout area if I wanted to, or if I ever did like slumber parties, my girls, like drunk slumber parties.
Yeah.
Like move like stuff around so we could sit and like have air mattresses or do forts down there because I'm an adult.
A craft room and forts.
Like I am an old lady and a child at the same time.
Yeah. That'd be dope though.
But yeah, I want
be like a girl cave.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like have my board games and then upstairs in like the regular living room, yeah, I have the TV, but I want like a whole area where I can put like a bunch of bookcases.
Yeah.
For all my comics and stuff. And I have so many. Just have my little nook and have a cool comfy chair that has light, perfect lighting, and a little side table so I can put my beverages while I'm reading.
This bitch got fantasies.
Oh, you have no idea.
She fantasizes over this.
Oh, my God.
So we got probably...
Oh, I can go deeper. It gets bad.
Oh, you probably, you know, I want pleasure out of this.
So whenever I'm not feeling happy or nice or whatever, and I need to relax myself that's not alcohol or something destructive.
the marijuana.
Right? I just write things that will make me happy in this house one day.
Yeah.
And so like things I want to see. And that was one of them. And the other thing is I have such a cool mug collection.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all in storage except for one.
Oh.
I'm like bummed. And I want to have either like one of those like they kind of look like trees and you just hang the mugs on them.
Yeah.
Or I've seen people do like pallets or they'll put a bunch of hooks in the walls and then you just hang all the mugs like on a wall.
That'd be dope. That'd be really like scary though when you have drunk people over. Be careful. I would just think like running into them or like an earthquake or something.
Well, I've seen some people
be destroyed.
I've seen some where they do it up against like where the sink is.
Okay, yeah.
Like on the sides and stuff. So where people aren't necessarily walking towards because it's kind of deep
in
there.
Yeah, can't run into.
But yeah, I have plans. My friend just is renting out a house in Everett and it's so beautiful because they remodeled it and they're hoping to buy it from them in a couple years. And they got one of those big giant soaking tubs and a walk-in shower. And I'm like, can I come over and just take a bath? I'm like, I'll take a bath with you. Like, I do not care. And she's like, anytime.
Can I just live in your bathroom, please?
Like, and then they're freaking downstairs. It's a little cold, but they have like her husband's kind of like nook area where his games are. He does a lot of like painting the little figures.
Oh, yeah. The Warhammers.
And then if you go down, like there's their daughter's room. There's like the laundry. There's another bathroom. And then to the left, they have this giant long room and they put like stadium levels on them and they put really comfy seats.
It's like a movie theater.
So it's a movie theater and they have a projector and they can just put on Hulu or Netflix and just watch from there. And I was sitting here like, are you kidding me?
That's
you don't
crazy.
Buy this house. I'm buying it.
Yeah, right.
Like I will buy. My friend was telling me, like she sent me a link to an event where you can, it tells you what you can do if you want to buy a house with somebody, like not necessarily a significant other. Because that's the problem I see with a lot of friends. Or my cousin just bought a house, but she put a lot of money into it, but it's not under her name yet because she's not married. And her boyfriend's family paid for a lot of the down payment.
Whose name is it under?
Her boyfriend's.
Oh.
So once which I'm assuming it's just a matter of time.
Before they break up?
No, before they get married.
Oh.
Nice, Sarah.
I'm thinking the worst. Like, right? Oh, awkward. Does she care then if it's in his name?
No, because she knows that like once they do get married, she's going to have her name on it and stuff too. So
that's weird that all that crap matters so much.
Right.
Yeah.
But they did say it was a lot of like, it was hard to get the way the loan was. Cause I think her parents his parents paid for it and they're paying the parents back. And the way that loan is cause her name's not on it. And I don't really know.
Probably makes it easier if the same name is on it or whatever.
Or if they're spouses and stuff. But I know some people that have try to buy stuff like just as friends, and like my old roommate Blazin, he suggested it too. Like we were gonna ask our landlady, so do you want to buy? Like, are you gonna sell this place anytime soon? The townhouse in Greenwood. And Blazin's like, I'm tempted to like just buy it with you. It's because like, neither of us could afford it on our own because we're not married. So it's like let's just go in on it, and then whenever we can just buy the other person out.
Oh,
like when the time comes.
You want a house though.
I would love a house.
You don't want a townhouse.
No, I would like to avoid a townhouse if I could. I do like the houses that have multiple levels though. I want at least two levels.
That's including your basement.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I mean, yeah, if they only have like one big floor and then a basement, that'd be cool. But I'd like a little top and like a decent sized middle and then the basement.
Dude, you're going to be like so legit next year.
I'm hoping.
Vicky and I own a house.
Like, it'd be so cool.
If you're not with anyone, people on the date are going to be like, oh, shoot, I don't yet.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, that's the harder part. Like, I don't have a significant other, so I don't have that income.
Would you, if you started dating someone this year, would you want them to move in?
If we are at that point where I'm like, yeah, no, definitely, that'd be fun. Like, let's move in together. I'm not putting his name on the title.
Yeah, though. He would still be your tenant,
He'd
right?
be my tenant, yes.
He'd be paying that mortgage.
Like, you're helping me pay my mortgage.
I own this house, bitch. You're just
bills.
My roommate. That'd be dope because then you technically have, like, two open rooms for your crafts.
Yes.
Because I assume he would sleep with you.
Well,
a couch in one of the rooms just in case if he's being a D.
Well, I was thinking, like, then I could have my guest room. So then I would turn the tenant's room into a guest room.
That'd be dope and just like have a pull out couch or something.
No, I'd have like, I'd probably try to get a bed eventually.
Oh, you're so nice.
Like do a cool little bed and make it all cool. But I'd have all my nerd crap on all the walls. Like I have so much artwork, so many comic books that I framed and
yeah.
Like I kind of want to make themed everything.
Like themed rooms or just a themed kinda. House?
Well, because I have so much, like I have pirate artwork and then I have comic book artwork and then I have miscellaneous artwork.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I would put all of it. Like where I'd want to make a theme because I have a lot of piratey themed stuff. I'm like, it would be cool if I put like a little area, make it.
That'd be dope, actually.
Like, nautical. Because I used to have that. Like I had like in my old house, I had a bunch of cloth hanging from the ceiling. So it almost looked like, you know, the sails. And then I had like fishnets.
That'd be cool stuff. If you like had like rooms like that and like nicknamed them. Like instead of the guest room, it'd be like the pirate room.
Or the captain's room.
Yeah.
Oh, mine would be the captain's room.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
Oh, I'd love it. Oh.
Hey, you're getting there. You're saving that money, man.
I actually, something cool, like, and this is cool just in general. I would like to give a shout out to this app. It's called like Capital, but it's spelled with Q.
Oh, weird.
Capital. Quapital. I don't know. Anywho.
Quapital.
Basically, it connects to your bank accounts and it saves money for you. So you're basically putting money in the app as if it was like a picture of the app being a piggy bank.
Okay.
So I have right now, I have two goals. I have buying a house and then I have Ireland. So I would love to go to Ireland in 2019.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like you put your goals in this app, mm-hmm. like a piggy bank.
Yeah, so I put like, so I have like one little goal that says Ireland 2019, and I put, you know, $3,000 is my goal. Like that's how much I want to try to save for this, right?
Yeah.
And then you can pick different rules on how you save money. So for Ireland, for example, whenever I buy anything with my debit card, it will immediately round up that purchase and put that change into that fund.
Wait, what? Okay.
So for example, let's say I buy lunch and it was $10.50.
Okay.
It will take 50 cents from my debit card and put it into the app. So I will save those 50 cents and that will add up and add up and add up as of right now.
So it rounds up to your nearest dollar and puts it in.
You can do round up to nearest $2, but that's totally fine too. Like either or. I just have it for the nearest dollar right now. And so far I have about $10.
Woohoo!
And I just started this like a week and a half ago.
So, but you can always just spend that money whenever you want? Or where is the money?
I can withdraw it. Like, I just put it back into my account.
Oh, weird.
Which is nice. So, I don't have it just there. So, I have to wait a couple days to get it, which is kind of nice.
Oh, I thought for sure, like, it would just, like, pop up on your phone and be like, bitch, you're supposed to be saving this from Ireland. Go right. Return that or right. Something.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Although there is a rule, and I have this for my house. Like, so one of my rules for buying a house is when I get my, now that I live with my parents, I have 20% of each paycheck that's more than $500 goes into it.
Oh, you have in the piggy bank?
Mm-hmm.
Your piggy bank app?
Yeah, so there's like two, imagine two piggy banks within this app.
Oh, wow.
And one's Ireland and one is house. And I can make another one. I can say, hey, this is my tattoo fund, right?
That's kind of cool.
So for my house, like whenever I do get a check that's more than $500, 20% of that will go into this app.
Is it for Ireland or?
This is for my house.
Your house. Wow.
So basically that way for each check, we get paid twice a month equals about what I was paying for rent.
Mm-hmm.
And if I realize it's a little lower than because I just started this, I can always just change it to 30% or 40%.
Does that confuse paycheck. You at all when you check your bank statements and you're like, wait, where the hell did this go? And you're like, oh, yeah, that one in my app.
Because I actually check Capital more than I check my
Capital.
Bank. Well, because it also tells me how much I have in my bank. Like right now, like what my
yeah,
what I got going on.
Yeah.
So I have 20% of my income, like my $500 checks going into this. On top of a guilty pleasure rule I implied, every time I use Amazon... Because I love shopping on Amazon.
Yeah.
It takes $5 out and puts it in here and towards my house.
Good.
So one, I'm not even, might not be spending as much money on Amazon, or when I do, it will give me $5.
Do you ever think, because in my mind, I would think if I really liked Amazon and it did that, I would be like, well, I should totally get this on Amazon because then $5 will go into my house thing. So like in general, I'm doing a good deed for myself because I'm saving $5 for my house, you know?
Right. But then I can also think, well, because I used to, what I would do is I would put a bunch of stuff in my cart. I'm like, oh, I want to buy all this or I need to buy these things. Some like, especially when I was moving, I'm like, oh, I need these airbags and like for like clothes and I need to buy this for whatever. Oh, I'm like, but I'm going to buy this for myself because it's cute or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I'd see the total. If it was anything over like 40 or 50 bucks, sometimes my total would be like 70. I was like, crap. Well, I'll just buy these things first. And then a couple minutes later, I'd buy the next. So I felt like I wasn't spending as much money, even though it was the same amount of money, right?
Yeah, no, I get it.
So if I'm doing that now, that is two transactions. $10. So that is $10. So then it's like, okay, do you really need to be spending this money? That lets me evaluate what I'm actually doing.
Yeah. So then do you just like spend it all at once?
Well, I don't, because like I will buy some things.
Okay. So you actually instead. Like take some off your list.
Yeah. It's like, I don't really need this. Although I did.
It's so cute though.
I did guilty pleasure or something. I want to get into painting watercolors because I never have.
But you don't have a house yet.
I know, but I'm painting
your stuff.
This is just the notebook because I don't know how to paint with watercolors. So this isn't going to be for frames. I got my little notebook and I got my little paints and I got my parents' house.
I have no room to keep them all in.
But I will figure it out. That's why I'm making my parents throw out their stuff. No.
Yeah, right? So all your crap can come in. I mean, all your beautiful artwork.
Right. Thanks. Yeah. You don't get one now.
Damn it.
But I'm having a lot of fun. So I definitely, like, even if it's like you have trouble saving or you want to save up for whatever and you don't want to think about it, you can definitely just do that. You can add as many rules as you want. You can do like, this one's a set it and forget it. So it's just like every day or week or whatever, automatically save however much you want.
That's smart.
Like, hey, save a dollar a day. There's the payday rule. Pay yourself first. Save a percentage every time you get paid. Roundup rule was what I'm doing. The guilty pleasure rule. And you can do it with anything. So if you like fast food and you're trying to not eat fast food, you can definitely do that. And you can make it as much if you're like, crap, every time I eat at McDonald's. Because, like, I love McDonald's.
$100 goes in there.
Yeah, like, or $20 goes in there.
Yeah, you know? So it's really not, like, a dollar menu. Right. It's, like, a $100 menu.
Right. It's like, I'm just buying an ice cream cone, bitch. It's $20 ice cream cone.
Bitch. Is it worth it?
The spend less rule. So you set up a budget. And if you come under, you save that difference.
Oh.
Which, I don't really know my budget yet because I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, right. I'm like, I don't even know what I would set for that.
The freelancer rule. So if you work in freelance, you could set aside 30% of your, you know, taxes and stuff.
They have a lot of different options.
And then there's the 52-week rule, which is kind of cool.
Is that a year?
Yes. So the first week, you save a dollar. The second week, you save $2. Third week, you save $3. And then by your 52nd week, you're saving $52. But then that can get a little pricey, too.
I wonder how much total that is.
$1,378.
Thank you.
Well, it says it.
I'm like, damn, girl.
No, it tells you it's like save $1 week one, save $2 week two, and so on for 52 weeks to save $1,378.
And then what do you do with that?
You have it saved and you just transfer it for whatever you're saving it for.
Oh, yeah.
Like whether it's a trip or whether it's a tattoo or a car or whatever it may be.
I don't know why I really like that. Probably because I'm like such like a daze. Like that's so organized.
Right.
The fifth now. Oh, we'll do $5 today.
Well, like I didn't realize. So I had another app and I like this one a lot better because the other one wasn't well organized. Like I didn't understand what it was telling me and I didn't realize it had rules similar to this, but I didn't know how to activate them because it wasn't a well laid out app. And I didn't realize it says, oh, you saved $200. You have saved $200. And I'm thinking because I'm not spending stuff because I don't work at the restaurant anymore. And it would yell at me. It's like, you've eaten out at a restaurant this many times. It's like, okay, I'm paying $2 for my 50% off meal or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's, I'm not
stop
really,
yelling at me.
I'm like, I'm not calm down. It's like, it would, make it's like you've paid different ATM fees or whatever. You know, when you use a different ATM, they charge you.
Oh,
you've paid this fees in the last 2 months. So like, it cannot give me updates. And I didn't realize it actually was taking money out of my account. Like anytime I would like, hey, it'll just randomly take money when it sees that I have money. And it's like, it'll take like $2 or sometimes 10 or sometimes 50
the
cents.
App would?
Yeah.
Oh,
kind of like what
cool.
this is, but I didn't set it up. Like I didn't give it the rules. Right. And I didn't realize when it said, you have saved $200, and I looked, I'm like, that is my money. That is real money. It's not like I've saved $200 that is in my bank. I have $200 on this app.
Oh.
And the app transferred it to me. I just transferred all the money, and I canceled the app.
Good. That's sketchy.
But that's how this works, too. But I hadn't set anything up. It just kind of did the rainy day fund automatically.
Oh, okay. Right.
It wasn't sketchy, but I wasn't. It's just not a really good, well-laid-out app.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I just got $200. That I didn't like really cool. plan on.
Yeah, you didn't know.
So I was like, screw it, man. It's like, this is how this is working. So I get really excited because I look at this every day. I'm like, ooh, because I got gas yesterday and I went and had, you know, bought this yesterday or did this.
You just have to like make sure you don't ever take that out of the app. like the money out of it.
Because it also takes like two or 3 days. So I really like have to think about it and be like, like with my savings account, I get too tempted. It's like, I can just make a quick transfer and transfer money over to buy this big purchase that I don't need.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this way, this is going to take me a couple days. So it's like, do I really need it? Why am I really doing this?
Yeah.
There's another one too. That is reward yourself with hitting your fitness goals with Apple Health, because I have an Apple phone. So if you use that app and you're working out, to reward yourself, it'll give you money, like put money away for you every time you hit a fitness goal.
Oh, but really?
That's probably not. I should probably get, if someone else could pay me for hitting a fitness goal.
I know. I was like, great. You just like get your own money.
Yeah, I'm like
that. You now can't spend, and you're just saving.
Yeah,
but then you'll be so happy once you know you actually get your house or Ireland, yep. Or you can just be like me and never use your cards and be afraid to and hate it so much.
No, I'm gonna cancel one of my cards here soon. My credit cards.
All of them?
I only have one, technically. I'm going to cancel and get an airplane one so I can travel places.
Oh.
Just kind of build up miles. But yeah. You also fix your credit and build credit. If you use your credit card for like gas, for example, especially now that I'm going to be traveling so much.
Yeah.
I'm just going to use that credit card for gas every month and then pay it off every month.
That's what I did, because that's the only reason why I use my credit card. But now I just have like a monthly plan at like this spin place, which is perfect because it's
just through your credit card.
Yeah, every
month.
That's
awesome.
And that's like, it's the exact amount, so now I don't even have to worry about using it.
And then you just have it automatically pay for it every month.
Yeah, my credit, and it's building that credit up
so you can buy that house,
which I still don't even understand how any of that works. I'm kind of almost in my late 20s.
How it works, but I understand that it does. So that's close, right?
Yeah.
No, that's how it works.
And you're just supposed to do it. And if you go over something, you're supposed to pay it off. That's all I know.
I know. I need to talk to some professionals. Maybe I'll have to go talk to Todd Peach at some point.
Dude, they speak another freaking language, though. We have
a financial
guy.
Talk to me like I'm a child.
That's what I say that to my doctor, too. And I'm like, dude, I didn't go to med school. I barely went to college. Like, you got to dumb this down. Like, really, really down for me.
Like, pretend that you're with a parent that doesn't understand anything and that you're with a child. And you have to explain it to the child.
To get it.
How would you?
But don't talk to me in this little voice. Yeah, don't talk to me like that. But
so I don't mind.
Oh, little Vicky, here we go. Okay.
Where's my lollipop?
Actually, that's like so you. So
I'm like, cool. Where's my sticker?
Yeah. I need it for my arts and crafts.
Last time I was at the OBGYN, because that area is also for like people with kids.
Oh, yeah, that are preggers.
And so sometimes they have like a pile of stickers and it's like at the nurse's station. It's like,
dude, I used to be like that at the dentist. Like, why? Where's the toy box?
Right, my dentist had the toy box. It says take one. It was like a pack of Trident gum, or take one toy. I take both.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nobody was watching.
I don't even get a freaking offer anymore. I just get a toothbrush.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Floss more. Whatever.
I know. I use my toothbrushes for when I travel, and then I end up throwing them away. Because I have like the electric one.
Oh, I don't.
Because I'm fancy like
that. I'm manual.
I think this is a good place to kind of teeter off. I'm starting to get sleepy. I've not slept much this week because...
Oh, girl, I'm so confused. What day is it?
I keep thinking it's supposed to be Wednesday, right? In my head, I keep thinking it's Wednesday.
I know.
And I need to go back to sleep.
And I cannot fall asleep for shizness. Because on the break, I stay up to like 1, 2.
Me too.
And now I'm like, wait, what?
I'm staying up watching Netflix, just hanging out. I'm like, oh, it's probably like 9 o'clock. It's 12:30. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'll close my eyes.
I guess I'll try to go to bed now.
And now it's like, I'm so paranoid, especially because I have to drive so far.
Oh, yeah. And like alarms, I'm so freaked out that they're not going to go off, or I didn't set them, or like my phone's not on or something.
I got to change my alarm sounds because I'm so used to them like being at a certain time. Like I'll have one at 3 o'clock and that tells me, oh, you don't have to get up yet. But now I'm getting up like, you know, I was getting up at like 3:45. Now I have to get up at 3:30 or so I can make sure I'm out the door.
You have enough time.
Because I still don't know what traffic's like normally. Because one day it was totally clear, and the other day there's an accident. So I don't know what the
long commute now.
What the commute is with other people on the road. Because I know how long it takes me to get here, but I don't know how long it takes me at that time.
Yeah,
at like 4 a.m.
What?
So I used to drive. I used to leave my house at 5.
Oh yeah, and then you'd be like zing zing zing.
But I would work from home. Now I'm just coming in and working from here, making it easier, quote unquote.
Yeah. Well, so you don't have to deal with the great drivers out there.
Right. And other bit of news before we do get going. At some point within the next couple of weeks, maybe early February, late January, the podcast will be switching days.
Oh!
We will be podcasting on Hump Day on Wednesday. So that's when all the podcasts shall be released. And we might have the return of some old voices.
I'm excited.
So more things to come, but we hope that you had a good New Year's. If you had anything interesting happen, did you get drunk on New Year's?
Yeah, or what was your resolution? Did anyone think of any resolutions? And did anyone think of what my resolution should be? Because I still didn't think of any.
I want more tattoos. I want my arms like kind of done. Ooh. Not done, but like...
Like sleeve?
Start,
like half sleeve?
Yeah, like start, like do my half sleeves.
You want both half sleeves?
Yes.
Ooh, like on the forearm or the bicep?
The top half sleeve, I think is... Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I want to do from shoulder to like elbow.
Ooh, bicep. So,
at least for sure, like my right arm and then my left arm, maybe start it.
Ooh, that'd be sexy.
I can't wait.
Yay, I'm so glad you thought of one.
Yes, that like, I mean, that's like the, like a one that's not your traditional.
No, it's not like, I mean, it's a fun one. Normally like, people don't have fun New Year's resolutions.
I mean, I want to like start doing yoga with my mom. I think that'd be fun. Like I did stretch. She's sick right now. But like I showed her stretches because that's how I'm going to get her first.
Yeah.
And maybe you can give me some input too.
Hell yeah.
Because I don't want us to start doing, making her do yoga. She's not, because I want her to work out before she goes to work. That way it'll give her energy.
Mm-hmm.
And plus by the time she gets home from work late, it's like 6 o'clock. You're not going
to.
Like,
I just want to make dinner and chill.
And then even if you try to work out, you're going to be awake and you're not going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So I want to teach her stretches first. Like stretch your body. Not necessarily yoga yet. Just stretch.
Just move it.
And I showed her a bunch of stretches. I found a thing for it. She did all these stretches, just like actually, like if you, before your workout, like literally pre-workout.
Did she like it? Did she feel good?
Well, she didn't do it because she's sick. So she was just kind of like, she's got the flu.
Yeah.
So she was just kind of watching me do it. I'm like, okay, like I want you to time me, mom. And like, I'm like, do you think you can do all these? She's like, all right.
Good.
So like, and I realized how bad my flexibility is gone.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, but I'll get there, too. And then I found some videos on YouTube in Spanish that will teach yoga. Like those.
Good.
So we're going to do that. Like, and then we're off for a couple days next week because BJ and Steve are off at CES.
Yeah.
So I'm
going
to wake up early.
That's an electronic convention for y'all don't know.
Yeah. Okay. In Vegas.
In Vegas.
But my mom's like, I'll wake up at 3. Like, she wakes up early anyways. Like, she'll wake up at 3 and then maybe go back to sleep.
You guys going
to
do it that early?
Maybe at 3 in the morning.
Girl, that is not going to last.
We will try. I mean, she's pretty like...
That is not going to work. I have faith, but I used to work out at like 6 in the morning and it's pretty terrible.
But that's the time I need to get up anyways, around the time.
But like you have to get up earlier now to do the stretches and then you'll be like in bed, you'll be like, no. It's like I never shower in the morning because I'm like, no, not worth it. Yeah, I'll go dirty. I don't care. Yeah. You're not going to be like, let me wake up 30 minutes early to do stretches.
But I need to like, I'm trying to chug water. Like I'm telling myself, like once you get used to this, give it a month. And then by then, make it your routine.
Hell yeah.
Because, like, I'm so stiff all the time. And then once I stretch out and I get loosened up and, like, loosen up my hips, it's going to hurt when I don't do it.
Oh, yeah, it will.
That's why I'm like, I have to do it then. Right now, I don't have to because I'm just kind of okay with my miserable, you know, tightness.
You guys need to do yin. I've done yin sometimes.
What's yin?
They'll sit you in a position for, like, a long-ass time. And it sucks. No matter how flexible you are. You'll be, like, in... I don't pigeon or whatever, mm-hmm. and it'll be like a hip opener or any kind of stretch, and you just sit there. You just sit there for like minutes.
Is there TV going at least?
Terrible, but so good. Well, no, usually in the yin yoga class, you're just supposed to, but it like hurts to where like your mind, I mean, my mind totally wanders sometimes, but sometimes it just is like such a painful, but it's like a good pain, you know, that you're like, oh, I hate this so much. I hate this. So that's what you're kind of focusing on.
Right.
But yeah, that'll be a really good one if you need to get more flexible.
Okay, I might have to like do some YouTube videos on this stuff.
Yeah, it sucks.
I should just have you come in and like teach my mom and I yoga.
I should. That'd be so cute. But I don't know Spanish, so.
I mean, she understands.
I guess you could just watch me anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyway, tell us yours and tell me what mine should be. Okay, thanks. My New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I don't have one for you yet.
I know. Well, it's still like, I know it's supposed to start the first.
Do something once a month that you would never think of doing. It could be anything.
Hard one.
Like cooking a souffle or going to like a swing dance class or I don't know. Eating something else that's kind of meaty that you wouldn't. Like turkey. Like that might be the next step. Or eating chicken strips.
Oh,
right? Like do something that's kind of out of your comfort zone.
Hey, I ate alligator last year.
I'm proud of you.
That was pretty way out of my comfort zone.
Really proud of you.
You know what? Thank you. Baby steps.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.